From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted to welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his studies in the Epistle to the Colossians. The text is found in chapter 1, verses 25 and 26, where the Apostle speaks of the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to God's saints. In New Testament usage, mystery refers to a truth which has hitherto been concealed, but is now being made known or made manifest. In this case, it is the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ which is being revealed. Although Old Testament prophets had some idea of the coming and work of the Messiah, that truth was veiled to their eyes. In the New Testament, that truth is unveiled in all its splendor. The mystery of the gospel is revealed in the preaching of Christ. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message entitled, The Rich and Glorious Mystery. First, we present a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called Word to Him Who Halts. The text is found in Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 19. I will save her that halteth. There are plenty of these lame ones, both male and female. You may meet her that halteth 20 times in an hour. They are in the right road, and exceedingly anxious to run in it with diligence. But they are lame, and make a sorry walk of it. On the heavenly road there are many cripples. It may be that they say in their hearts, What will become of us? Sin will overtake us. Satan will throw us down. Ready to halt is our name and our nature. The Lord can never make good soldiers of us, nor even nimble messengers to go on His errands. Well, well, He will save us, and that is no small thing. He says, I will save her that halteth. In saving us, He will greatly glorify Himself. Everybody will ask, How came this lame woman to run the race and win the crown? And then the praise will all be given to Almighty grace. Lord, though I halt in faith, in prayer, in praise, in service, and in patience, save me, I beseech Thee. Only Thou can save such a cripple as I am. Lord, let me not perish because I am among the hindmost, but gather up by Thy grace the slowest of Thy pilgrims, even me. Behold, He hath said it shall be so, and therefore, like Jacob, prevailing in prayer, I go forward, though my sinew be shrunk. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Paul takes the word mystery. And he says, you want mystery? Here is mystery. Here is real mystery. What is it? Is a divine revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to consider a few fundamental texts here to show you what the New Testament means by mystery. Let's turn to Romans 16, verses 25 through 27. Here's the glorious, climactic ascription of glory to God that Paul uses to end the book of Romans. Romans 16:25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith, to God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Now this is a very, very important passage on the subject of the mystery. Number one, I want you to see this. The preaching of Jesus Christ is according to the revelation of the mystery. Let me put that in slightly different words to make it plain. Insofar as Jesus Christ is preached, the mystery is unveiled. Only as this mystery is opened up is there any real knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Preaching Jesus Christ is according to the revelation of the mystery. Second, let me point it out, this mystery is in itself nothing new in the days of Paul. Now, when you read this at first glance, you could fall into the trap that the dispensationalists historically have fallen into. When you read the great works of dispensationalism, you'll find that they teach that the gospel that Paul received, this mystery, was something unique to him. It was hidden throughout all the generations that were before him. Indeed, and I don't want to get off on this again, indeed this is the basis of the whole controversy between one branch of dispensationalism and another when John MacArthur's book came out, The Gospel According to Jesus. And he was saying, according to Jesus, to be a Christian, here's what it means. And he was told, this is not right. This is adding to the gospel of grace. Fundamental to that side of the argument is the notion that the Lord Jesus Christ did not preach the gospel of grace that Paul preached, because that gospel that Paul preached was a mystery up until God revealed it to Paul. That's the historic dispensational notion. Now, a moment's consideration should tell you that only a lunatic is going to say that the Lord Jesus did not preach the gospel of the grace of God. When you put it in bald terms, it's almost blasphemous to say it. He in whom you have the fullness of grace and the fullness of truth, we are asked to believe, did not preach the gospel of the grace of God. It's crazy. But look at what Paul says in Romans 16. In the very text that is depended upon to establish this notion, notice what he says. That this mystery was kept secret since the world began, but is now made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets. Understand what Paul's talking about. Those scriptures of the prophets are the Old Testament scriptures. And he says, by these scriptures, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, this mystery is now made known to all nations. You see what Paul is saying? He's saying this mystery is in the Old Testament, but now it's fully made known. There are actually two ideas here, two elements of secrecy. Number one, in the Old Testament, the revelation seemed to be limited to the Jews. Who else had the scriptures? Only the Jews. Nobody else had it. But now, Paul says, God has commanded that this truth be made known to all nations. By the way, that's one very good reason. While the Old Testament is written in Hebrew, the New Testament is written not in Hebrew but in Greek, which was the language of the world, not the language of the Jews. There's a second idea of secrecy here. That is, in the Old Testament, the revelation was partial. In the New Testament, it is full. In Ephesians 5, verse 5, Paul speaks of the mystery, and he says, in other ages, it was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. The word as is absolutely critical here. Any decent lexicon will tell you that it has the idea of in the same manner or fashion. In other words, with the same degree of clarity or fullness. He says it was not made known to them in the same manner or fashion, to the same degree of clarity or fullness as it is now made known. In other words, it was known in the Old Testament. The gospel is not excluded from the Old Testament. There is no major doctrine of the gospel that's excluded from the Old Testament. But certainly it was not as fully made known, as fully revealed, as it is to the holy apostles and prophets of the Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Turn to 1 Timothy 3:16. You'll get another great text on the mystery. First Timothy 3:16. And I hope that you understand that the authorized version here reflects, no matter what your critical Greek text tells you or what you've been taught in college, let me tell you, the authorized version reflects the authentic Greek text behind this. 1 Timothy 3:16. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God. There's been a whole lot of controversy about that word. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Without controversy, confessedly, says Paul, great is the mystery of godliness. What is this great mystery? Well, you'll see it extends to just about every fundamental of the gospel. Starts with the person of Christ. The great mystery of the incarnation. God was manifest. Actually, probably more precise to say God was manifested in the flesh. It's speaking of the reality of that moment in history, when God intervened in the incarnation of his own blessed Son. What a mystery. There's a secret that was certainly in the Old Testament. You can't read Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 with its great messianic prophecy without seeing there's a reference to God coming down as our Savior. You can't read Micah 5 verse 2. Speaking of the Redeemer, whose goings forth have been from of old, from of everlasting. without seeing a foreshadowing of this glorious truth of the incarnation. You can't read Psalm 22 where you have the Messiah dying, or Isaiah 53 where you have the same great truth, without seeing this mystery is there. But oh, when you come into the New Testament, what a revelation. It doesn't explain everything, mind you. It reveals it. And there's a world of difference. There are idiotic people in this world going to hell because in their blindness they cannot accept a revelation that they cannot explain. If I'm going to wait to explain God before I accept his revelation, I must be damned. Who can explain God? It's impossible. As Dr. Paisley always said, if I can explain the Trinity, it wouldn't be a Trinity any longer. It would be a quartet. And he's right. Only God can explain God. But while it doesn't explain, it reveals that God, without ceasing to be God, without in any way changing his essential and eternal being and nature, took into union with himself a true humanity, body and soul, so that being God and man in two distinct natures but one perfect person forever, he would be the Savior, the Mediator, the Redeemer. God was manifested in the flesh. It's the person of Christ. He speaks of the proof or the proving of Christ. He was justified. And the idea there is, I think, of being vindicated by the Spirit. At every stage, the blessed Holy Spirit set a divine stamp of vindication upon Christ's person and claims. At his baptism, he was there. He filled him without measure with all his fullness. Even when it came to Calvary, it was by the eternal Spirit that Christ gave himself up on the cross. At his resurrection, the Holy Spirit was active with power. On the day of Pentecost, he poured out his fullness. In the formation of the church, he demonstrated his vindication of Christ. He was justified in the Spirit.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.